Welcome to your daily devotional. May 5th, Nothing Too Hard for God. Jeremiah chapter 32 and verse 27. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? The situation in Israel in Jeremiah's day seemed dire indeed. The nation was overpowered by Babylon, and God had withdrawn his protective hand because of Israel's sin. It seemed unthinkable that Israel would one day return and enjoy the land in peace. Yet God himself promised, I will bring them back to this place and I will cause them to dwell safely. The people would return decades later. And one day, in the Messianic kingdom, they will receive one heart in one way that they may fear God forever. Now, most of the people alive that day would not see the return from Babylonian captivity in their lifetimes. But those who had a saving faith in God are in his presence today in spirit, and they shall enjoy his kingdom when their bodies are made fit for the kingdom and reunited with their spirits. Friend, please apply this to your own case. Your situation may seem dire right now. You may be having marriage troubles, family troubles, job troubles, economic troubles, or any other kind of troubles. To add to the stress, the national and global situation is unsettled in our times. But if you believe God's promises and trust that He is in control, you will have peace. Jesus promises, in the world, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Be realistic in that troubles, various sicknesses, and economic instability can come to us all. But your faith in God through Jesus Christ will carry the day. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Many of our troubles and circumstances will be remedied in our lifetimes, but others may not. We can always pray that the Lord will aid us. Whatever your trouble, there is nothing too hard for Him. Now this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And we know, if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of Him. And whatever transpires in this life, those who trust in the all-powerful God of all flesh shall also have their place in God's kingdom. Knowing all of this, let us worship Him today and rest in His perfect care and peace.